This is Leo Babeu for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. We're talking Two Harbors winter frolic right after we've had 30 below overnight lows. That kind of sounds about right that it's time for winter frolic, but these days we're all a little bit out of practice for the kind of temperatures we just saw. And winter frolic is coming in February. That's on Friday, February 7th, and Saturday, February 8th. And this very cool event has many moving parts, and it seems that we need to turn to an expert on the frolic, and for that I'm turning to Aaron Mecklen from Two Harbors Federal Credit Union. Aaron, welcome back to help us figure out the big picture on winter frolic.
Oh, thank you, Leo.
I do want to give a shout out to you that, Aaron, since we last spoke, your responsibilities at the credit union have grown. Congratulations. I see you're now the vice president of operations.
Yes, thank you. It's been a year of changes for all around. So,
quite a few new duties. I don't know if it takes more of your time, but is a pretty different job from what you had been doing with. What were you doing exactly? Member outreach engagement?
Yeah, I was doing member engagement. So some of my duties have changed, but obviously I'm adding a lot to my wheelhouse as well in time. So.
Well, you seem well prepared for it, and in fact, you seem to have time to volunteer for lots of other things, such as you've been a big part of coordinating Winter Frolic for several years now. How long? It seems like a while.
It's probably been 8 years.
Oh, my.
7, 8 years that I've been involved in Winter Frolic. And so I started out as just helping out with curling club events and have slowly migrated into more of the coordinator between emails out and scheduling meetings and just kind of getting everyone together to put the schedule together. So,
well, bottom line, somebody has to be tying all the threads together. And it seems like that's kind of fallen to you, but you have so many volunteers. I'm sure it's a great thing to see as many things happening as are happening. And there are new things yet this year, big events both days for the whole family in some cases. Some are for kind of specialists. I know there are events for the curling crowd. There's bingo and chili cook-offs and lots of music on tap at the taverns and social clubs. What new things do you want to make sure people know about coming into Frolic Weekend?
Yeah, so Friday night, obviously, the chili cook-off and curling have always been a successful event, and music downtown. But this year, it's kind of nice to bring in some new family events, such as Sarta is bringing together a Bigfoot Trail bonfire and snowshoe. And they're located up at the Lake County Fairgrounds, and we appreciate them reaching out and wanting to bring this event. Snowshoeing is something that should be part of Winter Frolic. Hopefully they can snowshoe, but I'm hoping they can still do a hike either way.
Yes, and it's pretty exciting for people to get to know about this neat trail system that's developed at the fairgrounds. Not just the ski course anymore, but it'll be fun for people who haven't made it out to see that. They should definitely check that out.
Oh, yeah, it's something we frequent pretty often on the cold days is a short little hike, and it's not too far to go. So
great.
It's nice to have that added into our lineup.
And I believe that you also have coming up on Saturday, for the first time, or it's been a while, to have fireworks at Winter Frolic?
Nope, this is the first time for that. And obviously, we always have a lot going on during the day and a lot of music at night. We had a few people of our committee want to look into fireworks for the year, and obviously it's going to be a short display with it being cold out. So it'll be a short, like 10-15 minute display, same location for the typical 4th of July fireworks down by the Two Harbors Depot. And Two Harbors Depot is helping us out by serving cocoa on Saturday night prior to the fireworks. And we're kind of excited to see what kind of crowd that brings in, but also to offer that kind of finale for the weekend before the music kicks off Saturday night.
Good point. And that's around right in the vicinity of 6 p.m. that the people need to be gathered down there? Okay.
Yep, that's the time to do is 6 p.m.
And short
obviously
and sweet.
It's dark early, so we can set them off a little earlier in the night.
Much earlier than on the 4th of July, indeed.
Dusk
comes earlier. People can gather around with a warm drink. I know you also noted to me that you wanted folks who have dogs or family members who might be sensitive to loud noises to let them know that that's what's going to be happening that time.
Yeah, since it's not a normal activity for February, trying to get the word out and make sure everyone's prepared for that, but also so everyone can come out and enjoy it, just like they do the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah. Erin, a lot of us are perplexed. We've had some years where, like last year, where there wasn't much snow and there wasn't really much cold. This year we got plenty of cold so far, not much snow. Do you stay awake at night at all wondering what the weather is going to be like this year and how it's going to affect certain events, or are they all kind of weatherproof events in some ways?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the whole vibe changes if there's snow or not snow. We were pretty close to having to maybe pull some races because of the lack of snow this year, but we lucked out with our small little snow that we got. So I think we're going to be able to pull together our First Avenue
okay.
snow. The sledding hill will probably not be happening again this year unless we get a big storm in the next couple weeks. But I don't see that on the future forecast.
Are you someone who finds forecasts that go out more than 10 days? Because we don't believe the 10-day forecast at the radio station.
I honestly don't look at the forecast much than the day I'm at. So
okay.
I just wait and see what happens.
I don't see much use for it myself. 1 or 2 days from when I think there's a big cold snap on a certain day or a big snow event that's going to come, I look a day or two later and poof, where did it go? It's not there.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so you don't worry too much because you know that you have people that kind of know how to run their event in deep snow or practically with no snow.
Yep, exactly.
Do you want to talk about some of the things that are going to be happening for people with different interests starting on Friday? What is the first event that you would say is kicking off the frolic on Friday?
I'd say the earliest event this year we are going to have is Community Partners is hosting bingo at the community center.
Okay.
They were kind of a last-minute addition last year, so we didn't get to promote it too much. But this year they are doing their bingo down there from 4 to 6 p.m. to kind of preview that family night. And then we start off with the Curling Club Challenge, which is already full with our 8 teams, and the chili cook-off. And then you can mosey on down for the Castle Danger Winter Frolic Ale again this year. And lots of music and all the different vendors and sponsors we have downtown. I believe Castle Danger, the Moose American Legion, and Tipsy Mosquito even have music on Friday night.
We're excited to
have vendors or lots of different variations of music going on this year.
So we expect, I know we have a couple of live acts listed. You know, I got an early frolic schedule handout, and obviously you didn't know who might be playing at Castle Danger or the Harbor Rail, but we'll try to fill folks in as soon as we know. And if you do know, let me know now who's playing
there. Castle Danger is Christopher David Hansen's playing.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't heard officially from the Tipsy, but I'm pretty sure the Shore Thing is playing on Friday. So I'm pretty sure all three of those have music, and then American Legion and the Moose as well. So there's something for everybody on Friday night for music.
Yeah, room to move. If it's crowded at one place, move over to the next. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. Great. So, there are some things that are kind of weekend events, too, such as the classic medallion hunt from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, medallion hunt. They sometimes start that on Thursday or Friday, depending on how things are going. Another thing that I always like to shout out to is the photo scavenger hunt, which we still have.
Oh, right.
Every year it seems like we have only a few people participate in this. And this is a good family event if you're not into doing the races and stuff. You can discover interesting things around town, so you can pick up that on Saturday down at the Two Arbors Depot, like the Historical Society. Also, for the kids, the coloring contest, which is actually due to the library the Thursday before Frolic.
So people have to act now.
They've been doing this the last couple of years, and they've had a good turnout for it because they keep doing it. So it's nice to see that there's something that you can do prior to, not just weekend out.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Erin Mecklen about Winter Frolic 2025. And so, Erin, if people want to be involved in the coloring contest, they've got to pick up their coloring project, or do they get it online? Do they go to the library in person? Both?
Yep, they can go to the library, or they can go to the website, the Two Harbors Winter Frolic.com website, and that has all of the coloring pages right on there to print off.
Excellent. Is this for certain ages of individual, or for people who are young at heart?
All ages. They even have an adult coloring one.
Okay.
I think I looked at it, and it's pretty intricate. So.
Okay. So if you're feeling up to a challenge, great. The whole family could sit down and go through it.
Yeah.
Cool. And get it to the library definitely. By the end of Thursday. before the...
Yeah, Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay. So we've got Friday in the bag a little bit. And then on Saturday, everybody always looks to see what's happening downtown. First Avenue has a collection of races, and there's a lot of other things going on, too, including starting off early in the morning, pancake breakfast.
Yep. Lions Club, as usual, is doing their pancake breakfast while there's a vendor fair going on at the Moose. We have Top Hat coming back for from free carriage rides again from 10 until people don't stop riding. And there's a bonfire on that corner. Lake Sphere Dental is going to be serving hot cider this year right at the bonfire. Free s'mores, sponsored by Louise's. And as the day goes on, First Avenue will be busy with beanbag tournament and races.
Okay. Yeah, I see beanbag tournament, and that's happening.
That's actually downtown.
Oh, it's downtown. I'm sorry. The Landing is a sponsor. I got mixed up. Yep. You're sorry about that. You know, and
that's
I don't, obviously. And I see also that what I thought was a First Avenue event, Hammerschlagen, starting at noon, and then the whole slew of things that start at noon on First Avenue, the contest are things that you now can register day of, right?
Yeah, so all of our races, unfortunately, we kind of did away with the Smoosh races, but Park State Bank and Harbor Insurance came up with a similar race that still is a four-person group. It's just that they will have the supplies for you to participate versus you having to come prepared with boards and tennis shoes.
Uh-huh.
So all of the races can be registered for day of, and some are two people, some are four people. So a little bit of everything.
I'm reading from this cheat sheet here, and here's a sentence that I don't think you see very often anywhere, and that's outhouse races. Outhouses will be supplied.
Yep. Yeah, we did that a few years ago because it's the only way to really get anyone who shows up or visitors to our area that want to participate. This gives them the chance to do some of these fun races without having to know that they're going to be doing it when they get there.
So this
allows them to still be part of what's going on.
So, Aaron, I'm not trying to be an old fuddy traditionalist. This means that nobody can bring their own outhouse to this race. It would be like outside the rules because it would be different.
Yeah, they have to use the similar outhouse races.
Okay.
So we built outhouses a couple years ago, and yes, they're very light, but it's more just the fun and the sight of it all.
Oh, so. Yeah. The only thing I was pondering is if you made them a little lighter weight and not as stout, that maybe some people will have an accident and crush their assigned outhouse, but maybe you have more than two.
Yep.
Okay. So did we go through what those races are? I see a fireman race. That's a kids race?
Yep, that's the standard fireman kid races. They come in, they do running races or sled races. So remember to bring your sleds with you so you can pull your siblings or friends. And then they also do some running races for all ages as well. So
okay.
It'd be nice to see a good group of kids down there for that. And then after that, they can head over to karaoke at Harbor Rail for kids. And then they have bingo after that at the Moose Lodge for kids. So,
wow,
you know,
kids
the
specific.
Afternoon can be filled for those kids.
Fantastic. Yeah, and the family bingo ends by 5 p.m. Time to be able to catch some fireworks before an exhausted family heads home.
Yeah. Yep, grab some dinner and go to fireworks.
Fantastic. I'm always amused by the frozen fish toss because in the summer at the Heritage Days, we have the tossing of frozen lutefisk that thaws out during the whole event. But the frozen fish toss, it probably stays pretty cold unless we're having a real big thaw. Just something I think people have to see. Even if you don't want to do any of these things, this is great, great entertainment, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, the frozen fish toss, we had originally started it thinking the kids would like it, but we have discovered the adults are more into that than anything. So the frozen fish toss and the keg relay have really become popular items on our relay list.
I'd say that there are some people that take the competition pretty seriously. There's a lot of diving into the snow, sacrificing your body for the cause.
Yep.
Fantastic. So that gets underway at noon sharp thereabouts. And do they go in the order that I see listed? The climax of this is, does it end with the tug of war?
You know, we've been kind of looking at switching those around yet. So I think it kind of depends on day of if we have teams signed up.
Got it.
I think they may be in that order, but I think the list you have might be a little out of date. We have the Fireman Kid races, tug of war, frozen fish toss, keg relay, dash for cash, and then the outhouse races.
Okay.
But again, I don't, that might still change. So just make sure that we'll try and announce that on our Facebook page, and then stop by the information tent on day of, and we'll let you know when the races are, and
okay,
try to announce it on the loudspeakers so people know when things are happening.
And so, Aaron, that information tent, the center of all knowledge, will be, it says here that's outside the American Legion.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's where we usually are stationed. So.
Excellent. I just want to warn people, we may have a team of intrepid reporters from KTWH that want to talk to participants in the contest, and we'd love to hear about your experience, even if you want to talk trash about the other team, but keep it positive. But we're hoping to get a team down there. We're, of course, all volunteers, so we'll have to see who's on our team down there. But Aaron Mecklen, I think that's a wonderful overview of what's happening. Again, there will be live music, of course, on Saturday night as well.
Yes. There's, again, lineup at Castle Danger, the Moose Lodge, Harbor Rail, and American Legion. So, and everything from the Thugs are playing at the brewery, Ricky Sundstrom at the Moose, Delicious Blues at Harbor Rail, and Derek and Phil at the American Legion. So again, there is a wide variety and something for everyone's taste.
Yeah, and for people who do a lot of legwork and, you know, are in a bunch of contests, running around downtown, there are plenty of local food options too.
Oh yeah, and it's nice to have the Tipsy Mosquito and Due North sponsoring this year and being able to involve them. But again, the American Legion always has food, Harbor Rail, Madeira and Louise's during the day, and then the Moose as well during the day. So
okay. We've got the big picture, I think. I guess I'll hope for wintry weather, not too hot, not too cold, kind of like a Goldilocks kind of thing.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. Somebody asked me, they're like, I think they blamed me for the snow the other day, and I was perfectly okay with that. So.
Okay. You'll take the heat or the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that wind chill, anything beyond 5 or 10 below, we don't really need that to feel wintry. We'll do fine with a mild 20-degree day, but if we wish very hard for that, probably not going to happen. Aaron, thanks a lot for all you do to make this come to pass early in February. Is that a standard that it'll always be the first full weekend of February? Because some of us want to know how to remember.
It's actually, I think, the second weekend, because I think the first is on Saturday. So it's technically the second weekend. This year was a little bit more difficult with it being on Saturday, but we kept it that.
Yeah.
Typically between the 7th and the 12th.
Okay. I just was doing, I'm guilty of doing some bad math. I was thinking that the first was on a Sunday, but it's on a Saturday, of course. So what you're saying is it's the second weekend in February.
Yes. Yep.
Excellent. If folks want to get involved, this year may be getting late, but if people have good ideas for the Winter Frolic and like to share an idea with you, how do they do that?
So we're always looking for new events and only have so many of us on the committee that can run them. So if there's a group out there that thinks they can add a fun event or activity on First Avenue or anything throughout the weekend, they can either reach me at Two Rivers Federal Credit Union. Otherwise, we do have our Facebook page, you can message us on there. Or our website, there's also kind of an inquiry sign up on there or contact us. So those usually get forwarded on to me from our marketing people. So
great.
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers and for our committee even too. It's kind of been a solid group of six people, but it's always nice to have some new faces and new ideas.
Excellent. So if folks want to just reach out to you through the credit union number, that main line is
28-834-2266.
Thank you, Aaron Mecklen. We really appreciate it, your time and all the effort you've gone into to help make this happen, this fun thing in the middle of time when everybody's thinking they have to stay indoors. But no siree. February 7th
and 8th. Got to get out and enjoy it before the mud season comes, right?
Yeah. Hopefully they won't be asking you to coordinate a mud event anytime soon.
Yeah, I'll pass
right?
on that.
Okay. Fair enough, Aaron. Thank you. Nice talking to you, and take care, and good luck with the whole big weekend coming up.
Okay, thank you, and we'll see you there.
Bye now. It's Aaron Mecklen, and we were talking Two Harbors Winter Frolic. It's a couple of weeks out. Yeah, we hope we'll see you there, and maybe you can talk to the folks and get on the radio at Two Harbors' favorite winter fun festival. This is Leo for KTWH.